With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
You know, it is funny how long 921 days suddenly feels when you're not on a yacht. Not that I would know, but he would. As we call him dipshitty now. Sean Diddy Combs, the mogul, the maestro, the self-proclaimed god of bad boy entertainment, now has an official countdown. May 8th, 2028. That's the date federal records say he'll walk out of prison if he survives it. That's not me being dramatic. That's just authentic, arithmetic, prison style. Because when you're serving time in a federal cage for transporting women across state lines for sex acts, freedom isn't just a date on a calendar. It's a daily gamble. So let's do the math. He's got a 50-month sentence. That's 4 years and 2 months. Minus a bit of time served, around 921 days left, depending on behavior and federal math tricks. Generally, that's what they're saying. But even if the Bureau of Prisons shaved off a few months, it doesn't really matter because the man, like Diddy, a man whose entire existence was built on control, dominance, and image, the loss of those things isn't measured in years. It's measured in minutes. Every minute without your entourage, every meal without your chef, every morning without a mirror that tells you you're still relevant, that is the punishment right there. Right now, Diddy's been cooling off at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, the same pretrial jail where he reportedly woke up to a knife pressed against his throat. Welcome to reality. It's not the Met Gala. There's no velvet rope, no bottle service, no one calling you brother love, just guards, concrete, and fluorescent lights that never quite turn off. But here's the part most people don't understand. Jail was the easy part. That's pretrial limbo. Once he's transferred to a federal prison, the real sentence begins. The routine, the monotony, the complete erasure of self-importance. At MDC, he still had lawyers. News headlines, maybe even a few special considerations, but at the Bureau of Prison Systems, he's an inmate number, not Mr. Combs, no Puff, not Diddy, just a man with a khaki uniform, a schedule, and a set of rules that don't care who he used to be. In prison, that day starts off at 5 a.m. Whether you slept or not does not matter. You get up when the light comes on. Roll call, head count, breakfast, a meal that could double as punishment. Or caulking. Powdered eggs. Maybe a slice of mystery meat and watery coffee. Then comes a job assignment. Kitchen duty, laundry, maybe mopping floors. Yes, the same man who once signed million-dollar contracts might be scrubbing tables next to guys doing time for stealing catalytic converters. Lunch, rec, work detail, dinner, lights out, repeat. Day after day, month after month, year after year. You could give him the nicest bunk in the joint and it wouldn't matter. The real prison is time and silence. Because no matter how many Grammys you got, prison don't care. Either do honey badgers. See, most people think celebrity helps you inside. It doesn't. It paints a target on your back. You're the guy with the money, the one who used to walk red carpets while everyone else watched from a couch. Now you're walking their tier. And some of those men have nothing to lose, which makes you the perfect prize. An MDC report's already leaked of confrontations, threats, the knife to the throat incident. That's the kind of story that gets whispered around the yard fast. Diddy got pressed. And that means when he hits federal custody, he's not just a celebrity inmate, he's a challenge. Every yard has guys who want to make a name off someone else's. He'll have two options: isolation or association. Isolation keeps him alive, but drives him insane. Association keeps him sane, but puts him at risk. Either way, he's trapped in a game he can't produce, control, or remix. And he may not actually have much of a choice in those matters. They may say, you're too much of a risk for association, so enjoy the cage for the next 900-some days. There ain't no auto-tune in here. Diddy's been living in a loop of curated control for 3 decades, from music to media to women to money. Everything had a beat, a filter, and a fix, and prison strips all of that. There's no narrative control in a place where you can't even choose your toothpaste brand. This is the part that breaks most high-profile inmates. It's not the violence, not the boredom. It's the loss of identity, because in the free world, Diddy was a god. In here, he's a ghost. When you're a narcissist and no one cares, well, that's the worst thing ever. And that's where the cracks start to show. You can survive the meals, you can survive the noise, but can you survive the irrelevance when you are someone with the personality defects of Diddy? When you're Diddy, you've spent your whole career surrounding yourself with yes men. In prison, everyone's a no man. No, you can't make a call right now. No, you can't get extra commissary. No, you can't wear that. No, you can't talk to her. And if you push too hard, you don't get sued, you get jumped. He's not the first celebrity to experience this reality check. Martha Stewart did her 5 months and came out humbled, smarter, and more strategic. Wesley Snipes did 3 years for tax evasion and spent most of it teaching other inmates meditation. But Diddy's not built like that. His empire was built on ego, on manipulation, on control, on dominance. And those qualities don't translate well behind bars. They get you enemies fast. And he's not in for insider trading or unpaid taxes. He's in for the kind of crimes that get whispered in the chow hall, the kind that disgust even other criminals, because when the charges were transportation to engage in prostitution, everyone knows what the allegations really are. The abuse, the coercion, the horror stories. It doesn't really matter exactly what you were convicted on. People know the stories. And whether a jury believed them or not doesn't make a goddamn bit of difference. Because if the guy down the hall who made the shank out of the toothbrush thinks you're kind of a POS, well, then you're kind of a POS. If he wants to make a name for himself by putting a Diddy on his wall, you become the trophy. You're not getting the trophy anymore, Diddy. You are the trophy. And the only way your trophy is valuable is if you ain't breathing. Prisoners hate predators, especially ones who used money and fame to feed their appetite. He's not walking into a neutral space. He's walking into a judgment zone that doesn't care about your press release. So how does Diddy survive until 2028? Well, he learns submission. He learns silence. He learns the one thing he's never had to practice: humility. Can he do it? He'll be told when to sleep, when to eat, when to move, when to stop. He'll have to listen when people with GEDs order him around. And if he wants to avoid trouble, he'll have to nod, smile, and keep walking. Because in prison, pride is poison. Ego gets you isolation or worse. The safest thing Diddy can do right now is become invisible, something he's never been able to pull off in his life. That's the cruel irony. The man who spent decades demanding to be seen now will have no one who notices him. So let's count. Every day is 24 hours. Every hour is 60 minutes. Every minute is a reminder that fame don't buy peace. 921 days, 22,104 hours of forced reflection, 1,326,240 minutes to think about how it fell apart, and it will fall apart because the outside world keeps spinning, streaming platforms keep playing his songs, but no one's waiting for him to come back. Every headline, every new lawsuit, every leaked video of a past victim keeps the decay alive. He's no longer the bad boy. He's just a convict with a countdown clock, and he better be hoping that more shit doesn't hit the fan. More of his previous misdeeds don't rise to the surface. More people don't come out of the woodwork to say, here's what this monster did to me. History's got a long list of men who thought they were untouchable until the bars closed behind them. Jeffrey Epstein didn't survive prison. Whitney Bulger didn't survive prison. Aaron Hernandez didn't survive prison. Each one walked in with power, wealth, or fame and left in a body bag. Diddy isn't immune to that. He's high profile, high risk, and hated by enough people inside and out to make every night a gamble. And before someone says, but he's rich, he'll get protection. Sure, money can buy you a safer cell, maybe a quieter wing. But it can't buy respect. It can't buy sleep when you know half the yard wants you dead and to test you. And it definitely can't buy back your soul when the lights go out and you hear those bars slam. By year two, the shock wears off, the noise becomes normal. You'll start to forget the outside world. And the mind plays tricks. The memory of sunlight fades. That's when you start to realize you're not surviving prison anymore. Prison is surviving you. He'll write letters, maybe make some PR moves through his team, but none of it will feel real because the power is gone. When he finally is released in 2028, he'll walk out to a world that doesn't care anymore. The music scene will have moved on. The brand deals are gone. The relevance, a thing of the past in history books, extinct. He'll step back into a world that remembers him not as a mogul, but as a monster. And every day of that 921-day stretch will have stripped one more piece of that old identity away. There's something poetic about men like Diddy ending up behind bars because for decades he acted like he built the world, like the rules were for other people. And then one day the rules came for him. That's the thing about power. It never disappears. It just changes hands. Now the guards have it. The system has it. And every morning when that cell door opens, Diddy will feel it. That slow realization that the god has become the prisoner. The producer has become the product. And the men who live by domination now lives by obedience. So where does that freedom, or what does that freedom even look like for him now? On May 8th of 2028, Sean Combs will step out, assuming he makes it. He'll have served his 50 months. He'll have aged. He'll have been forgotten by a generation that once idolized him. He'll have learned the sound of silence, the kind that echoes louder than applause. But will he walk out humbled or just bitter? That's the part no one can predict. Some men come out reborn. Others just come out meaner. Others come out claiming to be reborn, but meaner. Either way, he's got 921 days to figure out who he really is. Without the lights, without the fame, without the power. Just a man in khaki, counting days in the dark. Because no matter how rich you are, or how famous, or how many platinum records hang on your wall, you can't remix time, and you can't buy your way out of hell. Your thoughts in the comment section. What's Diddy gonna be like when he gets out? I've already said my prediction here. He's going to come out. He's going to be a preacher. Mark my words. It's the only path left. Can't come back out and be the same Diddy anymore. He's going to have to basically be a redemption story. And he's not doing it for the right reasons. He's doing it because it keeps the attention on him. He knows no other way. And when you mix low-level thinking people, bad decision makers, people who don't have very high of an IQ, with this sort of ideology, God, and a redemption story, he'll have followers. He will. They're not going to be the brightest bunch. They never really have been. But there will be a future for Diddy if he survives. The classic narcissist story will go on. But if you think this is the last crash in the Diddy story, if he survived, I'm sorry. Even if this plane manages to get off the ground again, it ain't got enough fuel to land. Again, your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. Search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. If you're not already there, do the same thing wherever you're getting podcasts. And hit subscribe, too, please, so you don't miss any of our coverage of this and the other cases we follow for you right here at the Hidden Killers podcast in True Crime Today. I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.